I want to welcome everybody to the LKLF Radio Podcast, Episode 2, coming to you from the hotel. I'm still in the hotel. My house is still flooded, but we're still grinding. We're here. Want to remind everybody to hit me up via email at lklfradio@outlook.com. That's where you get at me. We got a few questions at the end of the shows that have come in from the first episode. So we're going to get to those real soon at the end of the show. Also today, I'm going to announce that we are almost ready for launch at likeandlife.com. We're prepping everything. We're getting the snapbacks ready, the beanies ready, t-shirts ready. We're also getting some nice hoodies ready. So, you know, it takes a lot of work. It's going to be nice fitted. Size is small. Through XL, so I mean, big people, I'm sorry, but you know, I can't hook you up like that. I'm sorry. Right now, we're doing that gym thing, so you know how it is, you know. So let's get to it. I want to take a quick time to make sure I say rest in peace to Paul Walker. Yeah, most of y'all know him from the Fast and the Furious stuff. And the movies and all of that, man, it's just crazy what's going on right now with the death of people. And I just want to tell his family, give him my condolences. You know, we think about him. He's definitely been a big influence in the culture for everybody, especially guys like me. You know, I drive my Mustang and everything. So, you know, I pay attention to what these movies are doing. So, you know, just if you're out there driving, going crazy, you need to slow down, chill out. You know, make sure you think about your family first before you do anything crazy. Trust me. I'll tell you a story real quick. When I first got my Mustang, I was on the road out here in Maryland. And man, I must have been doing 110 miles an hour on my car. And I got stopped by a cop. And the cop basically told me, man, I had to stop you because you're going to end up killing yourself. You need to slow down, man. Gave me a ticket. Could have gotten me for reckless driving. Didn't. And I appreciate that. But, you know, that right there kind of make me think about that, you know, that I should slow down, that I should take it easy, that you never know. It could be that fatal day when you're just riding around your car thinking that you're king of the world and then boom, all gone right away. And the people that suffer the most, it's not even you because you're gone. It's your family. So just want to keep everybody thinking about that and make sure you think about that before you go out there crazy. Now, on a lighter note, took a trip out to Jersey this past weekend with my fiance. Had a great time, freaking ball out there. Didn't do much per se, didn't go hang out. We're not on that stage right now. We're not on that having to go clubbing all the time phase. But we out there, and you know, that's where we found out about the whole Paul Walker thing. Now, mind you, this is what we do when we go to Jersey. We basically drink, play dominoes, and eat. And not necessarily in that order because, you know, after you get a few drinks in you, forget it. You don't even want to eat. So that's all we did out there. We had a good time. Had a ball out there. Can't stress that enough. Good family fun. A lot of food. I must have gained like 5 pounds and shit out there. But, you know, it's all good. We'll be back in the gym. We'll be back in the gym this coming Monday, grinding it out again the way we do it. So we out there. Jersey's beautiful. You know, didn't get to go to New York. So next time, definitely hitting up the big city back home. So just had a ball out there, man. Just had a ball. Want to remind y'all one more time to get at me at lklfradio@outlook.com for all your emails. You know, hit me up with the emails and stuff. Hit me up with the questions. Hit me up with the suggestions. What do you think about the show? Do you hate the show? If you hate the show, you know, tell me how we could improve the show for you. And maybe we'll get to work on that. You know, maybe. We'll see. Well, watch Raw this weekend. Yeah, I sound very excited right now, right? And that's because I'm looking at Raw and I am disinterested. Basically, it's the same old thing over and over again. I'm not interested in John Cena. I'm not interested in Randy Orton. So why are we having a unified world title match between these two guys? It could have made it more meaningful by putting CM Punk and Daniel Bryan versus each other. That gave the title legitimacy. But yet you chose John Cena and Randy Orton. Two people that, I don't want to speak for most fans, but they could care less about. That's just me saying it, you know. People could care less about them. In fact, if they could both leave for like about a year and a half or two, it would be golden. But that's what's going on right now. That's what they're doing. They're unifying the titles, which is, you know what? It's a good idea to unify the titles. I don't like the participant. I like the ideas. And the idea of unifying and having one title will be great. Now, my only suggestion is after you unify the title, bring back the wing belt. You know, that belt that the classic people had. You had your Shawn Michaels held that belt. You had Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart. That belt. Bring back that belt. That's the best looking belt ever. They should bring back that belt. They should unify the title that way. Bring back that belt. Get rid of this ridiculous belt that they have right now. This humongous. That WCW belt has always been ugly to me. That thing is super ugly. Not as ugly as the WWE belt, but it's close. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that WCW belt is humongous. And it does not look good at all. I mean, it's an ugly looking thing. I can't imagine. I mean, if it didn't have the history that it has, I couldn't imagine any company using that crap. That thing is ugly. Oogly. That's how ugly it is. I mean, that thing is horrible. Get rid of that. Get rid of the WWE belt. Bring back the wing belt, the one that Bret Hart and all the classics used to have. And trust me, people will be happy. Give the title some meaning. Let somebody hold the belt for a while. Give some legitimacy again to the Intercontinental belt. This whole Big E Langston thing, it's not going to work. The guy sucks. He has no personality. Please, give it to somebody that has more personality. Give it to Dolph Ziggler, who steals the show every time he's in the ring. That would be amazing. That's the best idea right there. Give it to Dove. Dove Ziggler will probably give that belt some legitimacy. Right now, that belt is worth shit. Worth shit. Matter of fact, it's worth less than the TNA world title. And that's worth shit. So that tells you everything right there. I'm here drinking my coffee. Real good. Real good stuff right there. Real good stuff. You know, I can't start the day without no coffee. And I'm recording this early in the morning, so that tells you everything. I'm not a morning person. I hate waking up in the morning. And if I could just stay asleep during the day and work all night, I would do that. But you know, when you're running this company, the LKLF, then, and you're trying to do the right thing, you're trying to be, you know, what you got to be and bring your company up, you have to work. You have to work hard. You have to work during the day. You have to get the grinding when the people are up. So I got to have my coffee in the morning. That's where it is. So the big show this week on Raw. And came up, I'm here thinking to myself, and I'm like, why does this guy still have a job? I mean, I'm not a person that likes to see people getting fired, but can we give him a job off camera? You know, I understand he's a nice guy. He's a company guy. He does whatever you tell him to do. That's the type of person he is. And that's great. That's beautiful. But can we give him a job off camera? It is just disturbing to watch this guy on TV when there is so much talent that you have on NXT and you have, you know, the Young Bucks that could get some camera time. This guy is hogging TV time for no reason. I mean, when it's enough, enough. It's enough already. I never liked the Big Show in WCW. I liked them even less in WWE. And now it's just getting to the point where I'm really disliking this guy. And you know, the Big Show is a nice guy from what I hear. Met him one time. Really nice guy. Huge motherfucker, but really nice guy. But it's sickening to watch him on TV. He should not be on TV. He should be off camera. Definitely off camera. Put him somewhere else. Put him in the back to take care of talent. Make him a security guard or something. I don't know. Whatever. Just get rid of him on camera. He's just horrible. Horrible to watch on camera. My God. The guy is just, oh man. I don't understand. I don't understand how WWE has this guy on camera. And they're fine with it. That doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, I guess he must have some kind of influence. I mean, he must have something that they still try to give him up. I mean, not too long ago, this guy was getting a push for a world title or a WWE championship, whatever it is. This is the same guy. Now, he's dropped down in the card. I mean, clearly you don't have a place for him. Send his ass to the back. Make him an agent. Make him something else. Just get him off camera. I don't want to see this guy on my TV. Whatever it is that David Otunga is doing, make the Big Show do the same thing when he's not on TV. He's horrible on TV. You know, people complain about the whole thing that's going on with Kane right now. But I think it's a good idea. I actually like it. I don't have to see him wrestle. His intellectual side comes out, whatever it is. And I only see him on TV for what? 3-4 minutes tops? That's good. That's good for me. At least he doesn't come across as obnoxious and as annoying as the Big Show. The Big Show comes off to me annoying. He shouldn't be on TV. He's like a big goof. He should never be on TV again. Like, get him off TV. Don't let him come out there. He's out of shape. He looks blown up. He looks like he doesn't even want to wrestle anymore. Give him another job. Give him something else. Make him do something else. Because clearly he shouldn't be on TV. You know? Now, if you disagree with me, you can let me know at lklfradio@outlook.com. Of course, you would be wrong, but you can still let me know. Tell me, hey, Gus, I think you're wrong. I think the Big Show should be the main event. I know ain't nobody going to say that, but hey, maybe he does have one fan. I don't think I ever seen a Big Show t-shirt on the stand at any WWE show. Ever. In however long he's been in the WWE, I never seen a shirt. Just doesn't happen. He's not a likable guy when it comes to wrestling. Personally, probably. Probably a great guy, personally. And the time I met him, he was great. He was a cool dude. But other than that, no, get him off my TV. Please. Don't forget, get at me at lklfradio@outlook.com. Let me know your questions. I will try to answer most of them. I got a bunch of them last week from the first podcast episode. I will read some of them later on. I'm not going to get to all of them because of time issues, but definitely, definitely try to get at me and see. The earlier you do it, the most likely I will answer your question. Now, if you wait till whenever and try to get me to answer your question, I probably won't answer because you're too late. Should have been earlier. That's just the way it is. So, I was looking online and guess what? It's that time again. Time for the crappy WWE Awards. Which probably John Cena will win each and every one of them because he does every year. But I thought it would be fun to look at the Slammy Awards. And they announced the awards and categories for the Monday night show that's coming up this coming Monday. This is interesting to me. Because it's probably just one person that's going to win them all. Your categories are Extreme Moment of the Year. I don't remember any Extreme Moment this year, but hey, if you could find one, you let me know. I don't think they're going to have enough material for that. Insult of the Year. Really? This is what we're nominating? Insult of the Year? This thing is a joke. This is worse than TNA. And TNA is pretty bad. But hey, you know. This is pretty bad. This is up there. Double Cross of the Year. You have This Is Awesome Moment of the Year. Laughing Out Loud Moment of the Year. Match of the Year. Total Diva of the Year, Superstar of the Year. And how many people, how much you want to bet that Superstar of the Year is going to be John Cena? I will bet anybody anything. If you want to bet, if you want to make this bet, hit me up on lklfradio@outlook.com and I guarantee you I will win. John Cena is the Superstar of the Year. It should be Daniel Bryan, but it will be John Cena. That's just the way the WWE works. I was thinking about something as I was sitting back the other day, and I'm thinking about TNA and how bad it is. And I sat back and I said, you know what? The company starts being bad with the announcing. And I said, you know what? TNA should change Taz and Mike Tenay. Mike Tenay is pretty bad on the mic. Taz is horrendous. I mean, I can't even, yeah, I can't. He should be out of TV. TNA should hire somebody legitimate, somebody entertainment, somebody that could work, that I don't know, that could give you a story. Mike Tenay is just not good. He wasn't good in WCW. He's not good in TNA. I mean, Tony Schiavone wasn't good either. I understand that. Why doesn't TNA hire JR? Jim Ross will be perfect. You give him creative control. You make him make the decisions. You give him the company. Basically, you hand him over. You know how John Taffer does it on that show Bar Rescue? Give Jim Ross the key. Give Jim Ross the books and say, here, make us a company. Make us good. It's going to take a while, but I think Jim Ross could do it. Especially if you give Jim Ross a nice little chunk and have him be the announcer also for your company. You get Jim Ross, you get Mark Madden as your color commentator, and you're good. I think the combo between Jim Ross and Mark Madden will be excellent. Amazing. And they will be able to tell the story across the TV. You know, don't make us care. I think TNA should do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Because it's coming down to that point where it's just bad business what they're doing. The company is pretty bad. They don't know what direction they're going. I don't understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's gotten better. Ever since Hulk Hogan left, ever since Eric Bischoff left, it's gotten better. And it should keep improving. That's the way business goes. Business should keep improving all the time. Get better, bigger, better. That's just the way it is. You're never going to be the best. You could forget about that. WWE has the market on lockdown. But you could be a legitimate number two if you play your cards right. And that's what TNA needs to do, is play their card right. We'll see if they do. I doubt that they will, but I'm hoping that they do, because we need a second company. Right now, wrestling is in the dumps. It's a sport I love. Always loved it. Always will love it. But right now, it's in the dumps. It's just not good. Folks, hit me up, lklfradio@outlook.com. We're here, likinlife.com. The website should be dropping soon. Still working. We're working hard on that then. Hoping to have some good stuff for you. Maybe in a couple of weeks, hopefully. So I'm hoping you guys log on there. Buy a few shirts, buy some hats, some stylish stuff we got on there. Very dope. If you follow me on Instagram and on Twitter, you've probably seen it. Twitter @GusGomez. Instagram, GusGomezOfficial. Well, let's get to my favorite part of the show. Gonna have some questions answered for you guys real quick. If you have some questions, hit me up. Twitter at Gus Gomez. Email lklfradio@outlook.com. First question comes from Nick. He asks, who's your current favorite wrestler and favorite of all time? That's a good question. Thanks for the question, Nick. You know what? My favorite wrestler right now has to be Seth Rollins. Love the way the guy bumps. That was my style of wrestling. Bumping, making the other guy look good. He just comes across to me as probably the complete package. Between him and Dean Ambrose, I think they're the complete package. So, and I think Roman Reigns is getting there, and Roman Reigns is bound to be a huge star. Huge star. I mean, this guy's going to blow everything out the water. And I just think I see that star potential in him. But to me, Seth Rollins, to me, is just dope. His style of wrestling is just amazing. Favorite of all time. That one has to be Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels has the same style that I love. And I always imitated Shawn when I was wrestling. So Shawn was always my favorite wrestler and probably always will be. Currently, though, Seth Rollins got that. The next question comes from Russell from Kansas. Shout out to my peoples from Kansas out there. Repping. LKLF. And he asked, do you think Raven could have been a big star in WWE? You know what's funny? I was watching ESPN Classic a couple of nights ago, and they had GWF, Global Wrestling Federation. And they had, I'm drinking my little coffee here. They had the Patriot facing this guy named Scott Anthony. Yes, Scott Anthony is Raven. And man, I'll tell you what, Raven has always been awesome to me. Every character he's played, he's been awesome. His ECW style probably would have been a huge star in the WWE if he would have came in the Attitude Era. I think they actually would have used them better than WCW did, but not as good as ECW. And ECW, man, ECW, he was the star. He was big. He was a big star there. And I don't think WWE would have used him the same way. So I gotta say no, because they probably would have made him change his character and change his style. The style that he had in ECW was just different and amazing, man. Every time I used to see him in the ring, sitting down on the corner with his girl by him. I mean, that was just with Kimona or Beulah. It was just awesome. He was just awesome in ECW. I don't think he would have been as awesome in WWE. And I don't think he would have been a big star. I do think, however, they should put him in the Hall of Fame. I think Raven should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. The reason why is because Raven has been very influential in wrestling, in my opinion. So I think a lot of fans will know who he is at the end of the day if they ever decide to put him in the Hall of Fame. But I don't see WWE doing it. I think they should, though. That's just me. Anyways, thanks, Russell, for the question. Next question comes from Jesse. I want to ask you before you, because of your Spanish heritage, what do you think of Alberto Del Rio? Jesse, thanks for the question. To answer your question, I don't think about Alberto Del Rio. I don't like his wrestling style. I don't like his form. I don't like anything he does in the ring. He's probably, I see him as a Rick Martel or Tito Santana of this era. He's just there. He doesn't come across to me as a big star. He probably will never be taken as a big star. I mean, I don't take him seriously. I don't like him. I don't watch him. I just don't like watching him. I don't like him in the ring. He doesn't make anybody better. He's just, to me, he's not good with this gimmick. He might be able to work under another gimmick, just not this one. This one, he's not good on the mic. It's not because of his accent. It's because he doesn't keep me entertained. Again, that's just my opinion. But we've had better Spanish wrestlers before. Guys that could actually work, talk, and had a good look to them. That come to mind is Conan. Conan had a great look. You know, same Rey Mysterio had a great look. He wasn't good on talking, but that wasn't his strong point. So Alberto Del Rio, I think they're trying to make it a strong point that he talks, that he does promos and stuff, and it's just, he's just not good to me. That's just me again. Next question comes from Jones. Jones asks, what's your opinion on the Nexus 5 phones? Well, we got a little tech question right here. Jones, thanks for the question. The Nexus 5 phone is probably, to me, it's a techie phone. If you're into tech and if you're into modifying Android and getting the latest Android stuff, then that's the phone to go because it's cheap also. It's not that expensive. I believe it costs like $300-something, I want to say. So, if you want to get the latest and greatest on Android, then, you should definitely go with that. I'm not big on it. So to me, it doesn't matter to me, about getting the latest and greatest Android. I'm more into the point, right? I'm at the point right now where I can't get a phone without the stylus. So I won't probably not change my phone till the Note 4, whenever that comes out. But the Nexus 5, I heard good reviews about. I read every review there is out there. The stock Android that you could get on it is great. You get the latest and greatest every time something new comes out. So, you know, it has that KitKat update already installed. So that's great. If you're looking for a cheap phone that's stock and won't lag and is still good quality, go with a Nexus 5 because that's probably your best bet. That will be, I guess, a lot of support from Google too. All right. Finally, the last question comes from Brian from Colorado. Shout out to all my peoples in Colorado out there. One day I'm going to go to Colorado and see what's going on out there because it's cold as hell out there. But, you know, a little North Face, you know, throwing a little North Face with the Timbos on. I might have to get out there. He asked, Gus, I follow you on Twitter and saw that you posted that Lex Luger was one of the worst wrestlers you ever saw. Were you serious about that? Brian, thanks for the question. What Brian is referring to is that I posted, I replied to a picture that Conan had posted of him and Lex Luger. And what I had said was, Conan and possibly the worst wrestler I ever seen, possibly one of the worst wrestlers I ever seen in the ring, Lex Luger. And yes, I was that serious about that. In fact, when I was wrestling, that was a running joke, was you're as bad as Lex Luger. And it was, to me, Lex Luger was terrible in the ring. He was bad. He was pretty bad. Conan did reply to the tweet, and he did say, you know, have you seen the Divas? The Divas are pretty bad. And I replied, they are flat out unwatchable, but Lex Luger is pretty bad. So, yes, I was that serious. Lex Luger to me is bad. It's terrible. He's a terrible wrestler. He basically got away with bad wrestling because of his physique. I mean, the dude was chiseled out. I mean, if you wanted to have, like, see the perfect body, you know, that would have been inspiration for you, Lex Luger was probably close to what you wanted. That's how cut Lex Luger was. That's how big Lex Luger was, a cut diesel guy and really good shape. He was just really, really bad in the ring. He couldn't sell for shit. He had like two moves. He couldn't bump right. I mean, the guy was just bad. To me, I was never a big Lex Luger fan. I would never be a Lex Luger fan. He's just not good. He's Diamond Dallas Page is in the same place with me too. I never liked him. I think he was overrated. He was just, I don't know whose ass he was kissing in the back that he became a superstar, but in my opinion, he was bad too. So there you go. That's my opinion. That's what I think about. That's what I think about the whole situation. So that's just what it is. Folks, if you want to hit me up at lklfradio@outlook.com. Make sure you tune in next time. I promise I'll try to be more frequent with these podcasts. Make sure y'all keep on the lookout for the likinlife.com launch. That should be coming in the next couple weeks. Also, follow me on Twitter at Gus Gomez. Instagram, Gus Gomez Official. Make sure y'all tune in. Next time, we'll be here. LKLF Radio. We out. Make sure you send me your, before I leave, make sure you send me your questions. LKLF Radio@outlook.com. I'll see y'all next time. Hit me up. Peace.